My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He has joined us many times to talk about critical issues before the nation's courts, especially as it refers to the definition of marriage. And we've talked a lot also about his role in the legal fight over the president's health care plan. And he's actually representing his own employer, Liberty University, in this case. Just on Monday, the Supreme Court ruling that the university's complaint that the president's health care plan violates their religious liberties. The Supreme Court has now said that the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has to hear that appeal. And obviously, this is good news for Mr. Staver and the university. Obviously, though, a long way to go. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
So there's been no statement necessarily that your argument is going to ultimately succeed. But what is the significance in your mind of the Supreme Court saying that the appellate court has to take this up again?
This is huge. It revives our challenge to Obamacare. I believe it sends a good sign and a good message, and I'm very encouraged by the Supreme Court's decision. This is the right decision, by the way, and this is one that we expected, but certainly we're pleased to see it come down. This means that we'll be back before the Court of Appeals very soon. We'll argue several things, including whether the employer mandate is constitutional. We believe that it exceeds congressional authority under the Constitution. But even if the Supreme Court were to uphold the employer mandate, we believe that it collides with the free exercise of religion, because Liberty University, like other religiously affiliated employers, will have to fund abortion. It also requires funding contraception and sterilization, which certainly collides with many other Roman Catholic beliefs and so forth. So it's a direct collision with religious free exercise, and it's unprecedented in scope. But also the individual mandate, we will have an argument on that as well. Even though that has been upheld by the High Court, we believe it too collides with the free exercise of religion, because it forces individuals to be assessed a fee, and that fee goes to fund abortion. So both the individual and the employer mandate, we believe, are on a collision course with the First Amendment, free exercise of religion, and the federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Some of our listeners might be a tad confused, Matt, because most of the talk in the media over the past almost a year now, ever since the contraception mandate came out, that it's almost been interchangeable that contraception, such as the morning after pill, is often referred to as abortion funding. But you're saying, what I think you're saying, is that the law mandates not only that religious-based employers have to fund potentially abortion-inducing drugs, but actual abortion separate from the whole contraception debate, correct?
Well, it certainly does. And certainly abortion-inducing drugs, whether it's chemical abortion or an abortion in an abortion clinic, is no different. Chemical abortions are just as repugnant to our religious beliefs at Liberty University as an abortion clinic abortion. The bottom line is that they're both the taking of innocent human life, and that is part of our fundamental belief that God created human life. It's sanctity and its dignity are protected by God, and we have no right to take innocent human lives. And certainly, we cannot be forced to fund the taking of innocent human life, basically forced to fund murder. We can't do that. That's a line that we simply cannot cross. And so it doesn't involve your free exercise religion and then a law that makes it inconvenient to practice that. No, this is a law that makes it either or. Either you follow your conscience and your free exercise of religious convictions and you disobey the law, or you obey the law and you disobey your conscience and your free exercise of religion. And there's no in between. This is a direct collision with the free exercise of religion that's unprecedented in the scope of our history.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, as the court has already addressed, last year ruled that it didn't have to address the merits of the case because of the Anti-Injunction Act. The High Court has now said that is not accurate. Now you have to address the merits of the case. But do you read anything into how they might view the merits of the case based on how they dealt with it last year?
You can't really read into how they dealt with it last year or in terms of this particular situation. You can't read how it's going to come out. What we do know is that the Court of Appeals is not the final end of the road. It's a step on the way back to the United States Supreme Court. Certainly everyone takes it seriously, as we all should. But at the same time, it's the U.S. Supreme Court that will ultimately hear these arguments in the end. And we believe that we'll be back before the High Court sometime in the fall of 2013.
We're hearing so many things, Matt, as it relates to Businesses definitely taking steps to try and avoid the employer mandate. We see states around the country refusing to set up these health insurance exchanges. A lot of people thought that the big battles over Obamacare were last summer's Supreme Court decision and then this most recent election. It sounds like this fight is a long way from over.
It's a long way from being over. We never thought that this was over when the Supreme Court issued its ruling in June, because we knew what was in our case. We knew our case was much broader than the others that were there before the High Court. And in fact, you know, the court could have taken our case and decided all these issues in one fell swoop, but they chose to go on a narrower route, and our case fortunately has many other claims that are part of it. We knew it wasn't over, and this is long from being over. There's a lot more argument left, and obviously the Supreme Court today indicated that there's many more issues to be decided before the final chapter is written on Obamacare.
When do you expect the arguments to be before the appellate court, and when ultimately do you think it might hit the Supremes?
I think we'll have briefing schedules pretty soon, with argument before the Court of Appeals in the spring of 2013, and the decision in the spring of 2013, and then we'll be back before the United States Supreme Court probably about this time or a little bit earlier next year in 2013.
Well, the next major step along this long legal battle. Matt, as always, a great honor to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.